I heard this Dvar Torah from Rabbi Kalish from Waterbury, Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Beis, and the Pasuk goes as follows. Vayhi Bishkon Yisrael Be'eretz Ahi, Vayelech Reuven Vayishkav as Bilha Pilegesh Aviv. When Yisrael was in the land of Eretz Yisrael, Reuven went and lay with Bilha the Pilegesh of his father. Vayishma Yisrael, and Yisrael heard. Yaakov heard what Reuven had done. Unclear exactly what he had done. Look at the Gemara there. But the point is, when he heard the Avira, the Pasuk ends by saying, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar. The sons of Yaakov were 12. Interesting reaction, because it doesn't seem like there really was one. So Rakelish asked, what's the chinuch message here? What is happening that there's an Avira being done by a child? And the Pasuk says, oh, the children of Yaakov are 12. So Rakelish explained the pshat is like this, that any father, any mechanech, any parent has to react to an avera from their kid, has to react to not greatest of news with the unshakable confidence that their child or student is still and has done tshuva, has the ability to do tshuva and has done tshuva. Meaning that there is this amazing belief and emuna in the kid, in the student, that that child is going to be great and is great. And it's not enough that, okay, I'm gonna look at him as though he has the ability to... No. He is great already. He's 12. He's one of the 12. Okay, he messed up, but he's still fantastic. He's still amazing. And that respect and that belief is going to push that child, that student, all the way to the fact that he can go and create himself to being one of the great 12 once again. And that's what happened. Rashi in Yevamos, on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph, says, Im Rabu Masbir Loponim, if the Rebbe would give confidence or belief, respect to his student, Machkim, then the student will get smarter. Vim Lav, but if he doesn't respect his student, Eino Machkim Yirabo, then it's not going to work. The Talmud will not grow from his Rebbe. A person could go ahead and give the clearest shiur in the world, unbelievable marmakomos, be crystal clear with how he speaks, and it's not going to have one effect, kihuzeh, on the student if the Rebbe does not have respect for his kids, for the students in the shiur. If he just views himself as giving over just for himself, it's not going to work. And a word, Rabbi Kalish always likes to say, that should be removed from every Rebbe's vocabulary, every parent's vocabulary, is the word potential. My child, my student has a lot of potential. That always means, in a facet, that you believe right now that kid is not doing anything great, but there's potential in the future for that kid to be great. That students pick up on that. If that's your view of the kid, then you're gonna treat him like that, meaning that right now you're not great, but in the future there's a good chance you could become great. No, it has to be that right now that student is great. There's something great in that kid. There's something amazing in that kid, and if you can't see it, there's a problem. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this kid, and therefore there is something great there already. You have to dig through and find what it is. The word, future, potential, he's going to be great. No, right now there's something great. Celebrate the fact that right now there's something good and you have to find that. And that immense trust is noted by a kid. They sense it, they feel it, they feel the respect. And if there's not, they feel that as well. And they're not going to get back into that 12, that big shvatikah, as we said. And finally, just to conclude, the Gemara in Bamitzia on Pehei Manalov says that Rebbe was once traveling through the town where Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon had once lived. And he wanted to meet Rabbi Elazar's son. And they said, whoa, Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar's son, he ain't one of the best students. In fact, he might not be a great student at all. He actually might be a rush at this point. So you can imagine the scene. Rebbe's running through the town trying to find this kid who everyone calls the town Russia. He's wearing like crazy jeans and some ridiculous shirt and some awesome haircut. And all of a sudden, Rebbe sees him and he screams, Rebbe! My Rebbe! And the kid is taken aback. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar's son, who was the town Russia, ended up becoming, from this encounter, the Tana Rav Yossi ben Rabbi Elazar. So it wasn't a trick. Rebbe wasn't trying to play like a mind game with him. No, Rebbe had this chinuch. Rebbe said, I'm going to see the greatness in everyone. And he saw a really deep, great, genuine goodness in this child. And this transformed this bachar into becoming the great Tana, Rav Yossi ben Rav Elazar. So that's our job. We see from this week's parsha that okay, you hear something not great, or you envision something not so fantastic about someone in your shir or in your family or whoever it is, you have to find something great and have an unshakable belief that that person did tshuva, is going to do tshuva, whatever it's going to be. And it's not about potential. That kid is great now, and he's going to become great. So have a great, great Shabbos. Thank you for listening.